That's a different type of faith. Hold up, I know you gon' show up every time. When I'm good, when I'm bad, when I'm low, when I'm high, yeah. When I'm lost, look to God, he my guide, yeah. Haters talk, let them talk, no reply, yeah. Wait, I find strength inside my weakness. My strength, yeah. Expectations, you exceed them. Do my best, you supersede it. I'm complete cause you preceded me.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Years old, and you know, my hair is gray, my eyesight is going away, and the Lord is simply saying, stop complaining and start working. I gave you strength to get up to even use the words that you are speaking to me. But there was something else going on here. Eli had some children, and his children, despite being of the house of Levi, they were not interested in true worship, but they were corrupt church folks.
Yeah.
Preacher's kids. You know, they've always said preacher's kids are the worst kids. Sometimes preacher's grandkids are the worst. And we morally have to train and bring our kids up, Sister Patrick, because not only do we have an obligation to the body of Christ, but we have an obligation to our personal family as well. And so here was Eli's sons that were just as corrupt and defiled as the day is long, parenthetically speaking. And with no direction from the priest, religion just became routine with no conviction for justice and mercy. It was just words now. He was not linked up to God, and he had sons that was supposedly supporting his initiative, but because he didn't take a stand, his boy just continued to do corrupt things and violated the temple and created habit. And sometime, the priests, because of their position, Mike, they felt pretty comfortable because they were leading people and they had the finest of food and had an income and didn't have to worry about much. So those boys knew that they had perks. But the father, Eli, was still under the authority of God, the father. Yet with all of this mess going on, despite all of the things that was happening, God sought out a boy. And through him, God can fulfill his will. You know, I've often said in our most dangerous times, in our desperate times, God will always send a ram. When we think that there's no one to lead us, God says, I always have someone to not only tell the truth, but lead you in holiness and righteousness in a world of apostasy, in a world that is corrupt. God says, I'm still working things out. All things work together for good. Help me, Holy Spirit. No matter what you're going through, no matter how difficult it is, no matter who's in charge, no matter how much he lies, no matter how much he cheats, no matter what he thinks he's in charge of, no matter if he thinks he's in control of the world, all things work together for good. I'm baffled at times. But then I have to understand that God is in control. Mike, he's in control because even when men do evil things, God says, I'm working things out. Even though a man thinks he's in control, they lie and cheat and steal and does all things behind the scenes, God says all things work together for good. And when we think about it, when we keep praying, when we keep honoring God, when we keep hearing a word from God, not those who lie, when we keep doing what God has called us to do, God says, I'm working it out. He's working it out behind the scene. He's working it out that we don't see. And when he worked things out, even though the one who's doing all of these bad things, bringing the nation down to his knee, having the whole world now backing away, the Lord says, I'm working it out. I'm working it out for you good. And maybe it's working it out because a nation have been caught up in apostasy. Maybe a nation have fallen away from God. Maybe a nation have been caught up in abortion and homosexuality. Maybe a nation have taken prayer out of the school. Maybe a nation has done all that. And he said, I'm going to shake you right now. But even when I shake you, all things work together for good. I'm changing, I'm conforming, I'm molding, I'm bringing you back to where I desire for you to be. And sometimes it hurts, but even in my shaking, I'm conforming you into the image of my son. Antioch. On this particular night in question, Samuel had just finished reading a part of the law and was in bed settling in for the night. That's when he heard a voice from God. And I want to ask the question, what are you doing when you hear God calling you? If God is calling you, what is he telling you to do? What ministry have he given you? Is it in the choir? Is it in the back of the church? Is it ushering? Is it in the kitchen? What are you doing when God is calling you? Are you hearing him or are you falling away? God is still embracing you because God says, I'm working all things out for your good. And even though we don't quite understand it, even though it seemed to be delayed, the Lord says, I'm still working it out for your good. And yeah, God is calling us to serve his people every day. A few years ago, one of my cousins, and this is personal to me, was wrestling with the possibility of him being called into the ministry. And as he wrestled with his calling, he was talking to his mother concerning the struggle that he was having. And in that conversation, he told her, I would know exactly what to do if Stanley was here. And at that time, I was living here in Alexandria. But occasionally I would run home to see mom. And on that particular occasion, I had traveled home that day. I went by to see my aunt at the nursing home. And my cousin was in a conversation with her and almost in tears, talking to her in the office. And my other cousin came to me and he said, you wouldn't believe what's going on. He said, I need to take you to see Aunt Tiny. Well, that's my aunt. And as I walked in the door, he said, guess who's here? And when I entered the office, both my aunt and my cousin looked shocked. I don't want to use the phrase like they seen a ghost, so I don't believe in ghosts. But they were shocked and they were amazed that I was there at a specific time when a cousin was talking about going into the ministry and wrestling and not knowing what to do, wanted to know if I could just get a word from Uncle, from my cousin Stan.
Yeah,
yeah. Yes, and I walked in and they both stood shocked and amazed. Do you think it was an accident that I just happened to walk by that day?
No.
It was just like yesterday when we were giving out little gifts for the women conference, and I just happened to put a box of pods in a basket to give one of the lady that was over in charge, Sister Fluker. And she said, "How did you know I needed this? I was completely out."
That's right.
God knows he's working things out. How did I know to put a pod in a basket? And then she said, "I was just told my kids, wash the clothes in plain water. We don't have washing powder." And I put some in her basket. God works all things out for our good when we are serving him. When you have a call, he will pour things out. He will bless you. It's part of our work experience. God is working things out for our good. And to make a long story short and cut a little corner here, my cousin had a drinking problem. Here's my point. Drinking is not a sin. Getting drunk is. Drinking can lead to an intoxicated mind, which make you do things that you would not do. So I personally don't drink. But he had a drinking problem, and because he wrestled with the ministry, I told him, I said, "Sometime God is not calling us into the ministry, but God is calling us to live a better life."
Yeah, yeah.
Hear me.
Yeah.
Sometime God is not calling you into a ministry. God is calling you to live a better life. And because he did not alter or he did not change his life, he ultimately died. Hear this. I was there when he went into a coma.
Wow.
And I was there when they was trying to wrestle with what to do. And I said, "He'll wake up." I said, "And when he wake up, he'll tell you what to do, whether he want to continue to be put on life support or not." And he did wake up. And he did say, "Don't do it again." He was angry because he was brought back. God called Samuel into a ministry because there were things going on in the temple that he was not pleased with. Eli was aware of the issues of his son, and because of that, God said, I'm going to clean things out. So God called Samuel. The Lord spoke. He speaks to us by his word. And we are reminded every day how to live. God sent pastors after his own heart, which was feed us with knowledge and understanding. My job today is to equip you. My job is to train you, to teach you, and to give you a working knowledge of God's word. And if you have ever sat in my Bible study, in my midweek service, I'm equipping you with passages of scriptures and digging deep into the word of God so that you will have a working knowledge of the things that God desires for us to know as believers.
Yes.
How can we be equipped if we do not know and do not study?
Yes.
The priesthood was a tremendous responsibility, just like pastoring. In answering your call, God holds those whom he called responsible. Each one of us have been called into a ministry. Whatever it is that you have a passion for could be a part of that calling.
Yeah.
As I close, my calling began by running. I ran from the Lord for 12 years. From the age of about 18 to the age of 30, until the Lord revealed to me it was time. Is God telling you this?